The Fanatic Bets and Show Daily Podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app.
B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
On this Tuesday, everybody sit tight for a second. Get back to the phones in a minute. But I want to go to our next guest, who was kind of disparaging toward the 4-for-4 mantra. And I kind of want to talk it out because I don't think he understands the concept, quite frankly. From the blog Crossing Broad, always a must read, Kevin Kincaid joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Yo, Kev.
Hey, what's up, man? How you been?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. I need you to educate me on the 4-for-4 then, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I think you got it wrong. Because you said that it's the whole 4-for-4 concept is a crock of bleep. And you think that the whole thing is just nonsense.
Well, I guess it depends on how you define 4-for-4. See, like, I would say that most Philadelphia sports fans would like to see all of the other teams do well, of course. I don't think that anybody's really, like, actively pulling for the Flyers to lose if you're a Sixers fan, or pulling for the Sixers to lose if you're a Flyers fan. But I think 95% of people in Philadelphia probably follow, like, two of the teams pretty closely, and then they might watch a couple of the games from the other team, but they're not watching. Like most people are not watching all four teams at the same time, you know?
Yeah, well, let's actually just come to an agreement here, because so as the author of 4-for-4, because I somehow started, just kind of slipped out one day years ago when I was at the other station, and we started kind of referencing it, and people started doing the same thing. All I really meant was that you were a fan of the whole region, right? That you weren't an active fan of another team in another sport. So, like these 3-for-4 people or 2-for-4, that we all have our preferences, right? Like, we all love our different sports, and that doesn't mean they all have to be equal. Now, for people like me, I think you, because you're a great sportsman, I love all four of the teams, right? Like, you know, I kind of grew up here. They're all good at the same time. So that kind of shaped how it was before I got into journalism. As a fan, I loved all four teams. I look forward to all four seasons. And now that's a little bit different. And I'll grant you that that's not the majority. But the idea of 4-for-4 is that you don't root against your brother, your sister.
Yeah, well, it's trying to be inclusive, you know, and I can understand that. I would just, I guess my argument would be that I don't think, like, the average Sixers fan really cares too much about the Flyers. You know, I think they would like to see them do well. You know, I think the average Flyers fan probably doesn't care about the Sixers, but they would like for them to do well. In that case, I would argue that they're 3-for-4. I don't think that just wanting to see a team do well or not cheering against them would automatically qualify you to say that you are a 4-for-4 person. And then beyond that, there are, like, complications. You know, I've seen you down at Talon Energy Stadium wearing a Bimbo jersey talking to Tim McDermott and talking to Sean McDermott, and you're in the Sons of Ben movie too. So I would say you're a 5-for-5 guy.
Oh, yeah.
I think that if Temple or Villanova or Drexler or somebody went to the tournament and did well, you would be a 6-for-6 guy as well.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Anthony Gargano. All-Star break is done. College hoops, ha-ha, coming down the stretch for the tournament. Go to DraftKings.com/Fanatic to get in on all the action. For a limited time, all new users get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's DraftKings.com/Fanatic. Got to be 21 or older, PA only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus, a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/Sportsbook for details. Gambling prompt, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, but you know what it is? Like, that's just taking it literally. I just threw it out there, the 4-for-4. It was, the union never wasn't in existence back then, and it just kind of slipped out as the four major teams, right? So it really was a euphemism for hometown. That's all it really meant.
No, I know.
It's not meant to be literal.
You were just trying to be positive and trying to be inclusive. I would ask you this question. You know, if you would see like the average like bumper, you know, down at the Wells Fargo Center or the sports complex or something, do you think that you would see all four stickers on there more frequently than seeing just two or three stickers?
Probably. Probably not. You probably see a couple of them. But let me ask you this, though. You know when a team makes a run that the rest of the city gloms on, right? Everybody gets swept up in it. And you don't need to be the biggest, let's just say, hockey fan. You don't need to be the biggest hockey fan or Flyers fan to jump on. You know, when the news guys start to wear the Flyer jerseys, you know that old adage, right?
Yeah.
It hits to the masses. And so, you know, there becomes a lot more people that are watching the Flyers in the playoffs and a lot more people that are rooting for them to win. Now, where do those people fall in? They're not rabid fans. They're not breaking down the sport, but they should be allowed on, no?
No, I think you're right. And I would agree that we all have done enough collective suffering as a fan base to warrant jumping back on the bandwagon whenever you want to. And I always have this argument with Sixers fans, especially like younger Sixers fans who supported the process, who may not have remembered how bad the Sixers were from 2005 to 2012 or something like that. But there was a lot of suffering long before that. So you have this older generation now who maybe did not support the process or who was against the idea of tanking. And I say to the younger Sixers fans, like, look, they suffered just as much or probably more than anything that happened during the Hinkie era, you know? So I think we all have a license to get back on the bandwagon, but active rooting, if you were going to tell me theoretically that all four teams were good at the same time and you only had a finite amount of time to devote to all four teams, I think that most people would say specifically, like, I really, really like two or three. And then these other, like, one or two are kind of on the periphery.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I completely agree with that. I just, my only thing is you can't root for another team. Like, you could say you are an Eagles fan, Sixer fan, Flyer fan, but you can't root for the Braves. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. And I'm not a fan of all that stuff. There was a guy I used to work with at Eyewitness News who was from Delaware, and he'd walk around wearing like a Barry Sanders jersey, and then he'd have like an Eli Manning jersey on the next day, which was a total violation. Like, if you're not going to call yourself 4 for 4, you can't go elsewhere, you know?
I love it. So, Kev, can we say that this 4 for 4 mantra, right, is the name itself is just a euphemism for home team. The umbrella covers all the home teams. And can we say that as long as you're a member of the 4 for 4 society, that it doesn't matter the pecking order or really how much you're into the all the teams?
Well, maybe you just need to kind of like modernize the phrase. You know, maybe there's a better way in 2020 to say the home team. You know, because I think some people feel disenfranchised for 4 for 4. You got people who go down and, you know, go to Temple football games or go to Villanova games or watch the Union or whatever.
So they take it literal. They don't take it as a euphemism.
No, I know. And I understand.
I would hope that they would be able to see that it's a blanket umbrella. But we could come up with something. I'm up for anything. You know how I am when it comes to this stuff. The more creative, the better. I don't even think it's that good of a name.
No, well, maybe that's a question for people who call in today. Yeah. You know, if 4 for 4 is not the phrase that you would agree with, give me a better phrase to explain
and you too.
What it means to support all of them. Yeah.
All right. And you know, make that a little fun little thing. And we'll do it together.
All right, maybe we'll do a post about that.
All right. I love it, brother. Kev, I love you, buddy. Always good seeing you. Sixer games and keep up the greeting you. Keep up the great work, okay?
All right, cuz. Thanks, man.
Thanks,
I appreciate
buddy.
It, brother.
Take it easy. Kevin Kincaid from the Crossing Broad blog on the Comcast Business Hotline.